Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein, the News Ninja. It starts our week off with a bang. Josh will be doing a show over here at our stream network when we get launched. We just have to get that going here. I'm going to have another big meeting today. We're going to be up probably within days. Josh, you have to do an analysis of the rat, as you mentioned the first thing before we get started today. What's the story there? I don't understand why Cohen didn't say like Manafort and not squeal or change the story, because I think Trump would have given him a pardon. What the heck's going on?
Yeah, no question about it. Look, Michael Cohen reminds me of Matt Damon's character in The Departed. He's an absolute rat, and if you remember at the very end of the movie, you see the rat go across the balcony, and then, you know, he obviously gets off. I'm not saying that, you know, Michael Cohen needs to be off, but I'm just saying that it reminds me of that character. He's an absolute rat. If he was smart, he would have just told Mueller to go get you-know-what and just not have told him anything at all. And then ultimately, Mueller would have had nothing at all. Maybe a little bit on Manafort, but even Manafort's going to get pardoned. So the bottom line is, you know, Trump's clean. There's nothing there. There's no collusion. And maybe this rat is going to go to prison, which I think would be great. I'd love to see.
I think Trump's comment was he wants him to go to prison for a long time. I'm thinking, how stupid was this guy? Do you understand? I don't understand Cohen. I mean, you know, who's your daddy? Well, your daddy is Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
You remember that scene from Goodfellas when the communist Robert De Niro leans over to Henry Hill and he goes, two things in life. Number one, never rat on your friends, and always keep your mouth shut. Well, look, the bottom line is, there was nothing there that was illegal. But the bottom line is, these people are going to try to entrap the president in any way they can. So Michael Cohen should have been intelligent enough to realize that, you know, if he just keeps his mouth shut and his nose clean, all of this is going to go away. There's nothing that they can do. If nobody will talk, then Mueller's got nothing, and he's got nothing as it is.
Well, first off, his nothing stage is going to end soon. Whitaker, the new temporary attorney general, is probably going to start a parallel investigation that's going to take down Mueller and Comey and all these other rats. They're the big rats.
Exactly.
He's a little rat. And the big rats are, like, for example, look at the Mueller himself. He's a cover-up on 9/11. He's a cover-up of the Uranium One deal. He's a cover-up of what happened in Benghazi. This guy is a devil, and he's going to go down hard when they start investigating. He's, in some ways, he's actually as guilty as Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. This guy's bad, and that's the reason why he's investigating the hell out of everybody for stupid things. It has nothing to do with the original, if you want to call it, intelligence crime of supposedly Trump collaborating with Russia to change the election. No, they have proved nothing. What they're doing is going after small little crumbs here and there to keep the thing going, and they want to make it look like the appearance that if the Democrats had enough people, and if not now in 2020, they could impeach Trump. The fact is, it's not going to happen. Trump's going to get reelected. He's going to gain the House back, because I call this thing with Nancy Pelosi, I call a wave election. She might as well stand up there and just wave goodbye for the next year or so, because this is the end of the Democrats. They're not just going to die. That party, if it doesn't refurbish itself with better principles for the American people, they're not going to exist in the future. They're going to cease to exist.
Yeah, I would say Dan Bongino really said it best, where he said that Mueller's entire focus is to do one thing: put all the focus on President Trump and his administration, meanwhile completely ignoring the blatant real crimes that took place on the Democratic Party side.
And the deep state side, which includes him and Comey and all these other characters, McCabe's order, all these other characters are the deep state operatives, and there's still a lot even inside Trump's White House. People that are collaborating or working for industry for, you know, how to negotiate around China and so on. People don't understand Trump's still surrounded by all kinds of swamp monsters, even in this White House. I mean, and you pointed out, I pointed out, but Trump's not getting it, is he?
No. Nothing makes me more happier, though, when I hear about prosecutors and defense attorneys ending up going to prison or in legal, trouble, because they deserve it for their tactics. You know, Andrew Weissman and all the things that he's done, and how he has, been so corrupt and has been the lead attack dog for Mueller. And you've got Rod Rosenstein. Look, I hope all these guys go down. I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll have to see what happens. But I think when you're looking at everything that's been done, Mueller's entire focus is to keep the focus on Trump. And meanwhile, the focus should be on him and his conflicts of interest and all the things that are going on with him. Now, here's another interesting thing, and this is something Don Bongino said, that the Christopher Steele, the fake dossier, was actually written in 2007, believe it or not. It was written in 2007 based on, I think, a Wall Street Journal article, and it was written by Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson.
Right.
He basically took it, kind of what they did with Obamacare, where that was written years ago, and they kind of brushed it off and updated it and added some new things to it. Well, they did the same thing with the dossier, because when Hillary Clinton lost, they said, uh-oh, we're now exposed, we got to go to Plan B. And that's exactly what happened. And there's a video out there that Dan Bongino put out that is just phenomenal. If anyone hasn't seen it yet, you got to see this video.
What's it called?
Everything. it's just him, and he's talking about the deep state and Mueller and the investigation. And you can't miss it, because it's got over 1 million views on it, but it's really in detail.
Now, being a former security officer for the president, previous presidents, and being able to tell this too, I mean, I think Don Bongino says it straighter than anybody, even Tucker Carlson. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he does a great job really explaining it and breaking it down and giving you information that, you didn't know, and how they're all interconnected and how they all know each other from the past. I mean, it's
I'll tell you what, all these guys, even Bongino, there's one thing that I've noticed, even with Bongino. There's red lines nobody crosses except people like you and me. We're red line agnostics, okay, and box agnostics. We don't believe in boxes. While he's defending Trump, and Trump's doing a lot of good things, while he's doing the things that we think we should do, and he's being persecuted like crazy by the Democrats and by Comey and by Mueller. Muellergate, I call it. You like that? Muellergate from Mueller?
Yep.
Muellergate. So, on the same time, Trump is actually doing things that are pushing forward a different version of the New World Order. For example, this deal over the weekend where they made the USMC, this treaty basically is a template for treaties we're going to make with Europe and China and Russia, and it's going to subjugate these other countries to a treaty control system that may be good, at least temporarily, for America, but it doesn't fix things, for example, for our military defense. For example, as we aggravate the hell out of Russia, they're building more advanced weapons to kill us. And in fact, the fact that he didn't meet with Putin was a really bad idea. He should have met with Putin, even if it just scares the hell out of him, and says, look, I can call and make a few phone calls without Congress or Senate and shut down all you oligarchs, including your money, and seize it. And Trump needs to become more Trump-like. He needs to actually say, listen, you stop building advanced weapons and violate the treaty of 1987. It's going to sunset in 2 years, but he needs to get a new treaty right away. Because Russia and China are violating the hell out of it. China's not even a signer of it, but Russia's going crazy, and they're building long-range hypersonic cruise missiles and satellite-based attack weapons to knock out our satellites and poke our eyes out. And I know this because of my classified sources, and Trump is not addressing it yet, and I hope he listens to this program, because he's not listening. He talks about building up a space force. He doesn't realize we don't have the Brilliant Pebbles missile defense system that was talked about back during Reagan's years. And I talked to a four-star general who told me exactly what was discussed between Gorbachev and Reagan. People don't understand what's going on here, do they? And on the one hand, Trump's doing lots of great things, but on the other hand, he should, for example, I think he should be deploying troops into Mexico and Central America. I think he should be going down there and cleaning out the cartels, which are tied to our 17th division of the SAD, the Special Activities Division, because they're the source of a lot of this crap, including 9/11. And I think that Trump needs to be a lot more aggressive. And although he doesn't need Congress, he can go through the Pentagon, he can go through the military and say, hey, we need this as a national disaster. Look at how many people are dying of drugs, and yet a lot of them are coming in from China. We never mentioned a damn thing about the illegal fentanyl coming in from China, do we?
No, we don't. And you know what? He could declare the border an active and emergency.
I'm sure he can.
I think
he should do it.
The Pentagon and the
I think he should do it. I think it's time to close it. I think it's time to close the border, call a national emergency, and do it like it's an act of war. What's going on is an act of war, isn't it?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. So I think Trump needs to be much more aggressive. He needs to Twitter less and act more. He needs to declare that there's a border state emergency. He needs to start a parallel investigation of all these bad actors. His new attorney, assistant attorney general, if he wants to elect him or put him in there or get somebody there, it's going to be. Yeah. And there's a couple of attack dogs that I think you've got some names that if Trump nominates them, they're not going to mess around with Hillary and so on. They're going to put their asses in orange jumpsuits in jail, aren't they?
They should. Look, the bottom line is President Trump needs to do the FU technique,
right.
And that means follow up. Follow up on getting rid of Hillary Clinton. Follow up on prosecuting Barack Obama. Follow up on the FISA courts. Follow up on building the wall. Follow up on doing these other investigations, including a special counsel. We need to do an FU technique.
And he doesn't need a host for that. The host actually is flaccid. The host is flaccid. In fact, as I said already, if they keep complaining and not doing bipartisan deals like to get rid of the donut and healthcare drugs, which I just experienced myself, the health and donut garbage, that's what they call it, or dealing with things that involve immigration law, etc., if these damn Democrats don't collaborate, they're finished. They're not just going to have a bad day. I don't know why people vote a Democrat thinking they're going to bring balance back to the government. The Democrats don't want to collaborate. And if they don't collaborate, and believe me, there's a big move inside the party to say, hey, you better collaborate because we know our political future, not just for one or two election cycles, but for decades, is going to happen.
Yeah. Look, no question about it. That's why I don't think that these out-of-control investigations are going to take place. I've been on record predicting that I don't think that that's going to be the case at all. I think, if anything, excuse me, you're looking at maybe one or two little investigations, but as soon as they start their stuff, President Trump has a barrel full of ammunition, and he's going to say, fine, you want to investigate me? I'm dropping the FISA warrants. I'm dropping all the information on the FISA courts and all the shady things that you guys did to me.
Well, I think the big target I've heard is one of the latest nastiest. They're going after one false meeting, remember, between that Russian lawyer and Don Jr. You start going after Trump's family, he's going to start turning nasty. They're going to start seeing some things that Trump's going to do to them. They're going to be damn sorry for it, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you don't go after someone's family like that, number one, regardless of whether or not some members are part of your cabinet or not. And number two, I think that President Trump has the upper hand here. I think he's got plenty of ammunition against the House Democrats. I think you couple that with Lindsey Graham now being the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman. He's going to start doing his investigations. So, and then you've got Whitaker that was clearly anti-Hillary. I think that they're playing with fire. And as I said, if they don't get in line and stop their garbage, they're going to be out. Like I said before, the Democrats are renting the House for 2 years from the Republicans. It's going to go back in Republicans' hands 2 years from now.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think before the summer, they'll have been taught their lesson the hard way. But the Democrats don't learn very easily, do they? The only thing they understand is force. And they're going to see a lot of force from Trump and his colleagues like Lindsey Graham. It's going to get ugly, isn't it? In fact, Tucker Carlson made a very good statement. He said, I don't like the idea that Democrats took back the House. It's going to make really good tape. In other words, good video and audio tape. It's going to make a lot of good discussion, isn't it?
Well, it could, but again, I think that Nancy being the speaker is actually better for the Republicans than having upstart, Marxist wackos being a speaker.
De Tocqueville made the statement about 200 years ago when he visited America from France, trying to say, why is America great? America is great because it's good and it has a rational system of checks and balances and power. And the checks and balances in power right now with the president holding the Supreme Court, the governorships, the president's office, and the Senate. These Democrats are just playing with suicide, aren't they?
I would say so. I mean, look, the bottom line is we've got these really, really radical members of the House. I mean, you've got Ilhan Omar, you've got Rashida Tlaib, you've got Deb Haaland, you've got Cortez.
What a great name. Why don't you send that to her? Her name should be Occasional Cortex. That's so cool. And she should have a comic strip where you can actually look through her skull.
I did a video.
Much of her cortex is gone, right?
I did a video. I called them the Congressional Hamas Caucus. Now, I can't take credit for that because Laura Loomer is the one that came out with that.
Right.
The amazing, awesome patriot who had the guts to actually handcuff herself to the doors at Twitter. Smartest woman alive, man, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, think about it. If the cops would have shown up and she wasn't handcuffed to the door, they would have just grabbed her and they would have forcefully removed her. But when they found out that she was handcuffed and then they dilly-dallied for 2-3 hours, guess what? She had 2 or 3 hours to get the message out there, to talk about the bias in social media and in Silicon Valley. It was an absolutely brilliant move by an extremely smart and intelligent woman. Nobody else would have thought of doing something like that. Anybody else on the left or the evil, militant left would have, just stood out there with their purple and green hair and their nose rings screaming and yelling, and then they would have been brought off in a paddy wagon 10 minutes later.
No, I have both Jewish and Hebrew background myself, and I'm Jew. And I can tell you, George Soros is being kicked out completely, even the school out of Hungary. People need to understand these maniacs, no matter whether they have Jewish background or not, from Hollywood and globalists, billionaires and millionaires, they need to be under investigation. The fact that they're manipulating politics and funding, for example, these caravans that are tied also to Catholic and evil jellyfish Christians, as well as leftist communists that are backing these caravans, this is not rational. These poor people now are getting sick there in Tijuana. The local people can't support them. They still want to get across. They're still demanding to get across. No. They don't get a right to come here. And if they want to apply to be what you call a bracero program, they need to be vetted. If they're a previous criminal, they don't get to come here. I don't care what their problem is. They don't get to come here.
Yeah. I saw an article that Denmark, the country of Denmark, is actually taking these migrants and criminals and what have you, and they're moving them to an island that is owned by Denmark. I think it's called Landholm is the name of the island right off of the coast of Denmark. And they are literally putting them there in detention centers. And wow, I thought to myself, what a great idea. We should be doing the same thing. We should be rounding up these illegal aliens that are in our country and shipping them to Guantanamo Bay or, you know, somewhere else, you know, outside of the United States, and just leaving them there and letting them rot in the detention centers because they broke the law by coming into this country illegally. We ought to literally work out a deal with Cuba to buy permanently the entire island of Guantanamo Bay over there and expand it and make that jail, you know, like 100 times bigger, and take all the illegal aliens, millions of them, and put them over there.
Yeah, I think we should start with the top-level ones, the ones we can prove are criminals. The ones that came here, and the problem is that Trump should do something to the Supreme Court to get this move forward. Because
I'm not talking about landscapers and housekeepers. I'm talking about criminals.
And there's millions. By the way, with 35 to 40 million illegals in the country, you can guarantee there's millions of criminals here, not just thousands. And by the way, I want these other people to work, but I want a Bracero program where they don't get citizenship, they don't get all these bennies. They can work and we can ship them back to their home country. But these illegals, whether they're MS-13 or drug lords or selling people like prostitution or organ trade, etc., they need to be imprisoned permanently outside the continental United States, right?
That's what I would say, yeah.
Yeah, that'll fix it. He can do it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We got a lot of stuff going on. I would like to see Trump get a lot more aggressive at doing things and just do it. You know, like start shutting down these media events, actually declare them a state of national emergency so the wall's built. In fact, I'd like to see a chain gang where these illegals, or MS-13 and other criminals caught up, would actually be put in a chain gang with tracker anklets and so on, and then build the damn wall, you know, under the Army Corps engineers, and hire, basically say, you're a chain gang, you're going to be pouring concrete and putting this and that, physical things that need to be done, and do it.
Instead of forced migration into the United States, how about we have forced employment and force them to build the wall as punishment for breaking America's
law? Part of your sentence is to actually build the damn wall.
Part of your sentence being here illegally is to now, because you're able-bodied, to build the wall.
And even keep them fit. And by the way, down the road, we can actually then, when they finish their sentence, they should be shipped to a prison in their country of home origin. And if their country of home origin, this happened during Barack Obama, he wouldn't take them back, so he released 82,000 proven felon criminals, not just minor ones. Rape, murder, assault, all kinds of criminals, back on the streets of America, as their home country wouldn't take them back and put them into jail or take them back in their own borders. That's not okay. If those home countries won't do it, we need to cut off any support or trade with those countries. Central America, wherever. So we need to put it to them and say, you don't want to play ball. These people are your criminals. Put them in your prison, or we won't cut you off your funding that we're doing to try to make your country reasonable. We need to also fly in our special forces and our military and knock the crap out of these drug cartels, which are poisoning our population, and including, by the way, the Chinese. The Chinese are there. We know that the PLA knows that there are 70,000 Americans dying of things like illegal fentanyl. I saw what legal fentanyl will do when I give it to patients. This is so powerful, border agents that get to even touch this stuff can actually end up in hospital on a ventilator. Damn it, you know, and the Chinese don't give a crap. oh, yeah, they're going to still do this because they want to kill Americans. They want to subjugate us. They want to steal our intellectual property. And we're letting them get away with it. And our corrupt politicians are on the take so much inside the White House, including McConnell. I mean, look at the senator from California, Feinstein. There's so much evidence that she actually was working with the Chinese government and even her driver. This woman is corrupt as hell. So is a lot of these politicians, both on the Democrat and Republican side. Corrupt as hell, making deals with the devil, aren't they?
They are, and there's no question that Dianne Feinstein is certainly corrupt. I mean, she's had a history of corruption. She's just gotten away with it. But and now, you know, with the House being in Democrats' hands, they're not going to be able to investigate, at least I don't think, her corruption.
Well, she's a senator. They can investigate it. And they can also...
The Senate we can, with Lindsey Graham being the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
But they can do it through the Department of Justice. I think with Whitaker, the new Attorney General, which is really cool, he can actually narrow the scope of Mueller's investigation and put a stop to this. Because Muellergate needs to be over. I mean, that 2019 is only less than 30 days away now. It's time to close the damn thing down.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look, I said this on a bunch of other shows. They need to come up with a new rule that's called the Special Counsel, you know, Act or something like that, in which every single special counsel from now till the future and on beyond, if it starts on one day, whenever that day is, then it ends exactly 1 year from the anniversary date of that, the start of that special counsel, because either A, you either convict somebody, B, you either find evidence and bring them to a grand jury trial, or C, you end that investigation 1 year after it starts. I mean, it's ridiculous. 565, 570 days, whatever it's been. It's been a nuisance. It's been a thorn in President's side for his entire time.
Well, it also increased the danger, too, of the national security, because part of the reason why I think Trump didn't talk to him is because of Nancy Pelosi and these rabid Democrats want to start more investigations, including Don Jr. And Trump is worried that if he met with Putin, it would be perceived by the media, by the Dems, that he's still trying to make deals. He's literally a puppet for Putin, as if Putin and the social media, which did a lame job of it, somehow manipulated elections. It's freaking ridiculous.
Well, we know that the only, you know, collusion or whatever you want to call it was on the Democrat side. I mean, we don't
care. Look at Manasseh. He got share stocks in Russia. Podesta did. Hillary Clinton Foundation. Clinton by himself got $500,000 just for a half-hour talk. I mean, really, what the hell are they talking about? I mean, look at the Clinton Foundation, even in the Middle East. They take millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia. You don't hear a peep out of them talking about this, by the way, this prince. And by the way, all the evidence I see, it wasn't this prince who did it because he wanted to get rid of Wahhabism. It's probably our 17th division of our CIA that killed this guy, Khashoggi. And now, of course, at least the Saudi Arabia is going to do the right thing. These guys that did it are going to be on trial, and they're going to be publicly executed. So the Saudis are going to chop their arms and their heads off, and that'll put an end to this crack garbage. But the SAD tried to do something because they're manipulating even the social media to try to cut off Alex Jones, of course, threaten the hell out of all other conservative talk show hosts, saying we're conspiracy theorists. When I hear that, that was invented by the CIA to say, don't respect those people, even if they're logical or highly qualified or even have security clearance. Disrespect them and don't listen to what their questions are. We don't have to say you have the same conclusions right away. We are raising good questions with good evidence and logic. And they don't want that to happen, do they?
Right. Exactly. And not only that, I mean, as far as conspiratorial things and everything else, the bottom line is this. The crazier or the wackier your idea sounds, the more likely it's true.
Right.
And that doesn't fit with the narrative of the left, of course. They think that, you know, the crazier you sound, the crazier you are. But in reality, it's just the opposite.
But it's also the right, too.
These zany ideas if they weren't true.
Well, I think the same with the right. I mean, I guarantee you, Donald Trump, being a contract builder, knows that more than half of the mass of the building was in a debris pile. So it means it had to be turned into an atomic vapor with nukes inside the building. We know there was 55 times level of tritium in Building 6. We know the other isotopes, which I have from the U.S. Geological Survey, and I have material from the World Trade Center. And the U.S. State Department 2.5 years ago told the Japanese lab, you're not allowed to talk to Deagle. Damn it. That's the U.S. State Department telling my lab in Japan, who was going to do analysis for me, you can't talk to Deagle. So people need to start getting connected dots here that there's deep state people inside our government, including around Trump, that are basically don't want the truth to come out about 9/11. And Trump, being a manufacturer of buildings, knows that 9/11 was an inside job. He hinted around even before his campaign going back years ago. Well, the fact is, he doesn't want to open that can of worms because it'll make him look like a nutball. But the fact is, our deep state did it. He did 9/11. 9/11 was not a spontaneous thing where buildings just fell free fall just because they got hit with a few airliners. It doesn't happen. Okay? And the fact is that all the financial things that have gone on, including manipulation of the currency in 2008, all this is part of the game to move us finally toward the final episodes. And the fact that Trump is not talking to Putin scares me, because Russia's getting ready with weapons we can't defend against. Even if they're a tiny economy, their economy is the size of Texas. Guess what? If Russia decides to go into a war with us or we get an exchange, we can't defend against them. Now, we'll wipe them out with their long-range, you know, so-called F-35, so-called joint strike fighters, which are actually stealth bombers. But it doesn't matter. It'll be a Pyrrhic victory because we'll all be dead, or most of us will be dead. You may be 30 million survivors in rural areas, and that's it. And the dead will literally envy the living. I mean, the living will envy the dead. You know, they say a Pyrrhic victory, the living will envy the dead. That's how bad it'll be. They'll envy the dead.
Well, look, I think it was odd that he didn't meet with Putin, but I think it was also a strategic move, because now they know how crazy Nancy Pelosi is, and she'll demand to know exactly what was said and, you know, what was
he needs to ignore that. Because literally anything Trump says can and will be used against him. I mean, look at the statements. We thought it was after the written statements back to Mueller, he just closed the thing down, say, I announced before New Year. He's done. He's not done, is he?
No, I mean, he's still going on with this stupid thing.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to end. I mean,
then they have the rat here, Cohen, trying to connect him. Say he was going to do a deal in Russia and build hotels, but he decided not to do it because he was campaigning. Duh. Cohen's just trying to reduce his sentence, that's all. And it was totally unrelated to stuff he was doing that was illegal. Right?
Yeah, I hope that they throw the book at him on December 10th.
Yeah, well, he's going to be, as they say, a big house rat in one of our big houses of prisons for a long time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Upbeat about this. I think Trump is going to get his stride here in the next few months, and you're going to see that Trump's starting to take action on a number of fronts, whether it's building the wall, controlling the media, moving forward with trade deals. He's apparently defend something with China, which is going to crystallize in the next week or so. I guarantee if there's no increase in tariffs, China's going to respect their intellectual property. They're going to allow trade where we can sell cars into China and our agricultural products, and China's going to stop screwing with Trump, because if Trump pulls the final markers on China, their economy is going to collapse, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, they owe $24 trillion in debt. Right now, you add in unfunded liabilities, and, you know, they're over $100 trillion in debt. They're similar to us as far as, you know, we're around $21, $22 trillion in debt ourselves. So I think it's... you know, either one of us, if, you know, I saw on the George Report they put the 90-day blink. Well, America ain't going to blink. We don't blink.
No.
So we got to make sure that they blink and they understand that we have the upper hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have up the hand. We have every hand. What I think is ridiculous is the Chinese think that 2025 they're going to take over and steal our intellectual property. They don't have an innovative economy. I mean, I'm inventing stuff that I'm patenting right now. We in America, we invented the 21st century. We invented the 21st century, didn't we?
Of course. I mean, many of the things that were advancements were based on American ingenuity and entrepreneurship.
Right, and also the smart people came here from all over the world, came here with inventions and the will to bring those inventions to fruition and manufacture. What the Chinese want to do is take that and amplify it so they become the prescient manufacturer of our technology and steal it from us. That's not okay, is it?
No, it's not. But you know what? China has its own problem socially because they have now implemented this social credit scoring system that literally tracks every single person's ability to love the government or hate the government, or you know where they work, or what kind of job they have, what kind of car they drive, what kind of neighborhood they live in, where their kids go to school. It's all scored now, and the scary part is that this is something that, believe it or not, was in a sci-fi TV show called Black Mirror. It was season 3. And there was an episode about this girl, and it's the future in England, and they have social credit scores. And they can't do certain things, they can't go certain places, they can't attend certain events if their credit score is not high enough. And, you know, you watch it in a sci-fi movie, and you go, gosh, that could never really happen, could it? And
yeah,
here
right.
It has been implemented in China.
Did you know they actually have neural control helmets and hats? They wear an industry like the electrical and other state industries, and they monitor your level of agitation and stress and fatigue. And if they think you're too far, they'll pull you off the production line. So they're getting closer and closer to what's called neural interface technology, which is being developed by Germany and by America. But, of course, the Chinese are way behind, but they're trying to leapfrog forward because they ultimately want to put some kind of neural control technology where they can hack into your cortex and know the intentions of your thoughts. So pre-crime and a Minority Report becomes a reality. People don't understand that, do they?
No, they don't. And that's the scary part. You know, people on the left will hear what we're saying, and they'll be like, oh, these guys are crazy. They're conspiratorial. They're tinfoil hat wearers. They're wackos. Well, guess what? We've been proven correct. We've been proven correct. We've been talking about these things for the longest time. People have been discrediting us, been telling us that we're crazy. Now, all of a sudden, what we've been talking about has been implemented in the country of China. And who's to say, God forbid, some Marxist, communist, Leninist isn't elected in America in the future?
Well,
and they could say, well, look what China did. Let's do it here.
Well, it doesn't have to be there first. I'm going to predict the next country where this kind of stuff will spread from China is Europe. And the Europeans a few weeks ago passed Russia too, but mainly Europe. And the reason why Europe, because Europe is this giant 27 nations and they're expanded to Poland and Ukraine, which by the way used to be part of Russia. Stalin partitioned the province of Ukraine away, but 200 years ago the capital of Russia was Kiev, right? People have to understand this. Poroshenko is a drug lord, they call him the chocolate king, but he's a drug lord and prostitution king. And he's a picked oligarch, and in the past, of course, he sided with the Russians, but they're playing this game of bombing the Donbass kids in eastern Ukraine. They tried to stop Crimea, so the Russians built a bridge. And in fact, what happened is the waterways were under Russian control, and Ukraine put 3 ships through that waterway when they shouldn't have, and the Russians didn't give permission. That's why they seized their ships. And America now doesn't want to visit them. Excuse me. If big ships from a foreign power came into our waterways without permission, what do you think would happen? The Russians are just doing exactly what we're doing, and to what they're doing, and the Russians are getting very paranoid, and this is not good for the health of the world because the Russians are not stupid people. They have a very advanced culture. They have a very, you know, they may have communism, but they have a long history of advanced culture and science and technology, and they're not going to be pushed into non-existence. So if we start a great big conflict down the road with them because we won't start trade or talk to them, things are going to get bad. Same with China. China's building these giant islands with weaponized, like intermediate-range nuclear missiles. If they start a conflict, the first thing that's going to happen is Japan is going to nuke the hell out of them because we've armed Japan to the eyeballs. And people don't understand that. That radiation cloud is going to spread over America. Even if we have not one missile, the radiation cloud will make a lot of us very freaking sick here in North America.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened with Fukushima.
It's not stopped, by the way. Fukushima's still going. And the government, by the way, I talked to Feinstein's nuclear expert and Mr. Wyden, the senator of Oregon back 7 years ago, and these maniacs are doing nothing about it. Nothing.
Nope.
And they try to disagree with Dr. Deagle, and then I start asking him questions and say, look, this is pretend this is your PhD thesis and you're not doing good, so you're not going to pass today. Because I'm asking them questions, and they shut down a lot of the radiation testing sites like up in Idaho because they went off-scale the amount of radiation. The first 3 weeks of that, the people in Seattle, Washington were getting 7 radioactive particles that were toxic, like radioactive uranium or polonium or something else, every day. I mean, people don't understand this. We're still being poisoned, and they're doing nothing about it. And, of course, that, by the way, includes Trump, who's not monitoring this or monitoring the use of depleted uranium munitions you can detect in the air over 37 U.S. states. They're still using DU munitions. Do you know that?
I did not know that, no. But I did know that there was a major health issue, especially for folks in California, based on the Fukushima.
Dr. McCrae, the director of the Dallas Environmental Health Center, died just a few weeks ago, who was a cardiac surgeon, went into environmental medicine, set up the IMC, the Environmental Health Center of Dallas, Texas, the top one in the world. And he said, when we do radiation testing, we can tell if you're on the east or west side of the Rockies based on your isotope pattern in your blood. Duh. And I can do that test right now. I can send a test kit to somebody and say, I can measure as Dr. Shade's lab or Tutwell Washington Meridian Valley labs or other labs like Dr. State in Chicago. I can measure isotopes in your blood and tell you, you're living on the west side or the east side of the Rockies, or here much cesium-134, 137 you have in your body, or uranium isotopes. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove that. I said, yeah, unfortunately I can. Damn it. So what I see happening, Trump needs us as a kind of, I call a Samuel Council, like the ancient Hebrew Council kind of says, Trump, you're not on track. The people around you are globalists. They're either knuckleheads or just plain idiots. And, a lot of them are corrupt, too.
I'm going to interview Corey Lewandowski tomorrow.
See if Corey can get us an inside track to get through to Trump. Because he needs a certain number of minutes per week where people like you and me and others can just raise issues. We don't want to get paid. We don't want glory. We don't want to have our names out there. We just want Trump to hear other viewpoints like yours. And just like, for example, sending those guys down to be a work camp to build a damn border. Do it now. Stop screwing around. Don't wait till you get 2 more years for the election and figure you can put through Congress. Just do it. Same way as, a lot of these other things you need to do, like to deal with missile defense. You better build missile defense now because we're scaring the hell out of the Russians. And one little wrong twitch, let's say an asteroid coming in could make us think we're getting attacked and we start a nuclear exchange. We got a 20-minute what's called window for exchange. Between Pakistan and India, there's a 2-minute window. So they could have a false warning and start a nuclear exchange right there. So believe it or not, Pakistan and India are the most likely to go at each other's throats with nuclear weapons.
Right.
And if that happens,
watch out.
Yeah, that'll trigger everything off. Everything will go haywire in every country. It'll be sort of in some god-awful place like, Pakistan and India and their remote border, in Kerala, India. And then before you know it, everybody is throwing nuclear weapons at each other.
Yeah, the Middle East has been basically like a California wild forest where it's really, really dry and any little spark could take the whole thing up. And it's been like that for 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's why all the population had to migrate out. It was massive drought in North Africa and the Middle East. Not geopolitical or religious issues that forced them out of there. We've had Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, California, talking about it. Amazing discussion today. I hope that Trump becomes more like Trump. Look in the mirror, Trump, whether you're in Air Force One, where they're moving the body of George Bush Sr., who announced the New World Order 10 years before it happened, on the same day, 9/11. Or look at yourself in the mirror, Trump, and decide, am I Trump or what? Just do Trump-like things now, please. How's that? What do you think?
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. If Trump is Trump, we're all going to be safer, aren't we?
How well and how...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.